meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline. Coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is not Dr. Drew. That is Dr. Bruce, who is filling in for Dr. Drew, who is God knows where, chasing God knows what. But I'm sure you it's nowhere and it's nothing.
Frank, good morning, America.
No, he's just, someone dropped a nickel in Poughkeepsie, and he's got to scurry over there. Dr. Bruce, all right, okay. Let me just, we got a lot to cover. Lot to cover tonight. David is here from Disturbed, and Disturbed was in here. Well, here's, I haven't given this speech in a while, but we get a lot of bands in here, a lot of faces. I can't remember everybody. I don't know everyone by name, but I just look at someone's face and I go, oh, yeah, I like that guy. So I have that with you, David, by the way.
Well, thank you, brother.
I wouldn't have known who David from Disturbed was if I just closed my eyes and I was driving in and you told me, but as soon as I saw him, I went, oh, yeah.
A band with a name that better describes you.
He came in. Oh, you're hysterical, Bruce. Drew has no idea how safe his job is with you here. I'm convinced he sends you so we can praise him when he comes
back. I'll take
back.
What I can get. I don't care why I'm here.
Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I was I just flew in from
where is that?
Arrowhead, Tahoe. I just flew in from Tahoe about an hour ago, and I went to bed at like 5:30 last night. I got up like 9 this morning, so
wow.
I got a little sleep disturbance thing going on. But it's been par for the course around here, because I was in Europe and all kinds of stuff like that. So I'm going to get it all straightened out, I promise you, and start doing shows that are better than subpar. But let's talk about Disturbed for just one moment.
But of course.
All right. You guys got a new CD, which is coming out on Tuesday, which is the 17th, coming up this week. We're going to hear something off of that. We got a in-store. Tell me something. I'll stop talking.
We have a busy, busy next couple of days.
Yeah,
what
do you got?
The record coming out on Tuesday. On Tuesday, we also have the video shoot and performance at the Olympic Auditorium, which is just been announced recently. It's kind of like a crash situation.
Have you played the Olympic Auditorium?
Never. This is our first time.
You ever been in the Olympic Auditorium?
Is that a small, intimate venue?
No, it's not. It's not that intimate.
No,
it's pretty good size.
We're setting it up for about 4,000 people, but it can accommodate about 7,500.
Aren't those more enjoyable to do the? I mean, that's not very small, but it's. You can interrelate with the crowd better.
Yeah,
that
you know,
sense.
Just having bodies against bodies and not having people in seats and the sterility that brings, I'm all about that. And that's really what metal shows should be.
Is there going to be a mosh pit in there?
I sure as hell hope so.
The whole place will be a mosh pit.
Oh, you should have seen the Inland Invasion thing yesterday. Yeah. The whole place is a mosh pit.
What'd you do, go there and counsel condoms
the trauma
or something?
The trauma doctor.
Oh,
best
really?
Described
who played at that gig yesterday?
Last band first, of course, Sex Pistols.
Right.
How were they?
Hey, they're, you know,
they were the one band I was really curious to see.
They played together well. They had a varied
Johnny sound
presentation.
Okay?
I thought so. I mean, I haven't heard. That's the only Sex Pistols show I've heard. But, of course, you couldn't be on the stage for that band. I got kicked out, so I was trying to escape from the backstage roadie area for the first 20 minutes.
Who else was on the bill?
Prior to that, Offspring.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah, they're always good live.
Social D, Unwritten Law,
cool.
Blink 182.
All bands.
Misfit.
Not
Misfits. I forget who else. But.
All right. So it was good. You banged your head a little. You saved a few kids.
A few third degree burns.
Right. But is it the sun that causes most of the problems at these big concerts? I mean, dehydration, sunburn,
right.
That kind of stuff.
This is out in the 909, which is a problem to begin with, according to K-Rock.
Right.
And it's very warm. The sun, it started, you know, 11 in the morning, the secondary stage started. And 3 in the afternoon, the
Okay, Bruce.
So it's real hot, too much alcohol.
I'm boring. Can you pee, Bruce?
You should try performing.
The first stage was hot.
Yeah, what's it like performing?
The second stage.
The worst experience I ever had in a festival-type setting was Ozfest in Kansas City. And the stage temperature was 110 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they do some of those things in just big old black tar parking lots and stuff, right? And it just gets a million degrees. They always do them over the summer, and I just couldn't imagine the game, the smell, the gaminess that is coming off of that crowd, bunch of guys. Because you know when you do drugs, you start smelling anyway? You get that weird B.O.?
No, I don't know.
You know that drug guy B.O.? you snort a bunch of crank, you don't get that weird B.O. going?
That explains your odor.
How dare you? Oh, listen, Bruce, I'm not going to club you off that mic. You try to be funny even one more time tonight. All right, so anyway, Disturbed, at least David Draymond is here from Disturbed. We're going to hear something off the new CD, which is called Believe, which is coming out on Tuesday. I think we'll take a call and or two, and then we'll hear something from Disturbed. Ryan?
Hey.
You're 12?
Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing. I just have a question for Disturbed.
How you doing, Ryan?
Good.
What's your question, brother?
My question is, if you guys weren't in the rock business, what would you guys be doing now?
Unfortunately, I'd have to say I'd probably be at the top of some large building with a 30-odd six trying to find the people who I hate most in life and ending things quickly for them.
See that, Ryan? That's what you may be doing if you don't get into rock and roll.
Are you in a band?
No, not yet.
Do you play guitar?
Yeah, I do.
All right, okay.
What kind
of... You got another question for the band?
Me?
Yes. You do? Lined up?
Yes, I do, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, except for we always want to talk about giving them back and forth. We don't get this conversation with you.
Are you spastic tonight or what?
Oh, we have these multiple conversations about take a call for the band and then take a love line call and then take a call for the band.
I'm taking two band calls and then we're doing I smell beer and I get a headache. How's that?
No.
Not at all.
No.
All right. I smell beer and I get a headache.
How many times did we talk about this?
Never.
We've never talked about
this. No, you just yell at me and you do whatever the hell, whatever you want. You're very rude to me.
We've never had this conversation.
David's laughing. He's
right. Enjoying it. You guys go ahead. It's beautiful.
Derek?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yes.
What's up?
Over the summer, I used to, drink beer, regularly. I mean, almost, sometimes hard liquor. And then now, whenever school started, I got a girlfriend. My parents found out I was drinking. They told me to stop. My girlfriend told me to stop, and I did. And now it's went to Busch Gardens a couple weekends ago.
Yeah, Busch Gardens, I think you turned into one bad word. You said Busch Gardens, right?
Yes.
That sounds like you said, I went to Busch Gardens. Yeah, Busch Gardens Slur is speech. A really, really bad amusement park, although it has a brewery on it.
Yeah.
Because it's done by Busch. And I guess that is one of the better aspects of Busch Gardens, one I certainly couldn't enjoy when I was 8 and they had one in Van Nuys that they then closed down. But anyway.
Well, you suffer through Disneyland, you get wasted if you're a parent at Busch Gardens. You don't care what the kids are doing.
You went to Busch Gardens and what happened?
I walked through the hospitality house and whenever the doors opened, the whiff of the beer just went on me and my head just started hurting and I wanted it more. And I couldn't have it, and it was just bothering me. And
you longed for the beer. You had a craving for the beer.
Yeah.
All right. That's probably not a great sign at 15.
So are you convinced you're alcoholic? Because
I'm pretty sure. I've talked to a couple of people, and they said, "Yeah, you are." And
any family history of that? Grandparents, aunts, uncles.
Uncles right. And one aunt.
Okay. So what should he do?
Stay away. Recognize that you're alcoholic, which you are, and the headache you're getting, the pounding in the head, it sounds like you're having an autonomic nervous system response to that smell, and it's like a Pavlov's dog reaction.
Our listeners don't know what dogs are. Forget about Pavlov. They don't know about Pavlov. They don't know what dogs are.
How much do you drink on any given night, brother?
I used to, I drink, a lot. Yeah, I'm talking a lot.
Okay, well, six packs and a few shots of whiskey.
Hold on a second. I always have such an ass full of trying to get numbers out of people that call this. Uh-huh. How often do you have sex with your girl?
Oh, it's a lot.
Plenty. Would you shut up?
You want to role play?
No. Oh, you want to role play? Yeah, I'll role play, right? How often do you have sex with your girlfriend?
Oh, man, it's just all the time, a lot.
A lot. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how often would that be?
Well, it's a lot. I mean, last week it was so much, I just couldn't believe it. It was just every day.
How many times How many times a week? How many times a week? On average, how many times a week?
A lot of times a day, and then probably every day for a couple of weeks.
Here's how you do the average. Here's how our listeners answer on average how often a week. Oh, man. On average, sometimes I do twice a week. Sometimes I do 80 times a week. Okay. That is not an average. You mean the polar extremes is not... It really defies the essence of average. If you really think about it, you get telling me the one time you didn't beat off all week and then the one time you beat off 3,000 times in a week, that's not a good answer for give me the average amount of times you beat off a week. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, have you thought about having the screeners do like a prep course?
No.
College, no.
I would, but I don't think about this show the second I leave the studio, and sometimes even while I'm here.
Obvious at times.
All right, so... this guy, and when Dr. Bruce and Dr. Drew says you may be an alcoholic, people may be listening and saying, well, this guy's 15, he's had a few beers. What do you mean he's an alcoholic? But what they mean is you got the gene.
Right.
You got the alcoholic gene, which probably passed down here from your parents, and you're going to have some momentum with this. You've had a little taste of it, hasn't really gone the way you've wanted it to go. Now you're having these cravings and stuff. And at 15, you probably ought to just look into it now. Instead of looking into it 20 years from now, when you're up for like some vehicular manslaughter charges and you've lost your family and been fired from many a job and drummed out of the service.
Right. And amazingly, Derek's headaches would be remarkably cured by a beer, which is another bad sign.
Is that a sign?
Absolutely.
Hair of the dog. Works every time.
I was yelling that this morning, all morning when I was drinking Bud's. I was just saying to everyone, hair of the dog. Hair of the dog. I don't know why I had to do the weed, too, but I just said, I decided I was going with the logic. But I talked to Bruce about Drew about the hair of the dog, the bit you thing, meaning if you wake up hungover, you have a Bloody Mary or a beer or something in the morning, and it kind of makes you feel a little bit better. Are you going through alcohol withdrawal at that point? Does that help at all, technically, other than catching a slight buzz?
It's not alcohol withdrawal, actually. It's the acute trauma to your brain, the damage to your brain. What happens, you get dehydrated when you drink. Your brain cells get dehydrated, and you have pain. And just by drinking more, you're just treating your brain with alcohol as a painkiller, basically.
So
it's nothing good about it.
It has nothing to do with the fact that you drank the night before. I mean, I know, understand you're in pain because you drank the night before, but it's your body... is missing the alcohol in any way?
No.
Nothing to do with that. It's just numbs you a little bit.
Right. And usually people have... You're dehydrated, so they'll usually have some fluid intake besides just the alcohol.
Beer?
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, you mean you'll have a Bloody Mary and you'll be drinking some tomato juice.
Or else independently they'll have drank 3-4 glasses of water, hopefully.
Yeah, but that's... I'm not addressing that. I'm addressing
the
hair of the dog that bit you thing.
It's not a withdrawal issue.
Why do you feel so much better after you have a Bloody Mary when you've been sort of wrung out the night before?
Because alcohol is an anesthetic and it provides...
Fair enough. Whatever it is, it works. I'm just going to keep moving that way. All right, let's hear something from Disturbed. Yeah? Want to do that? Okay.
Sure.
This is queued up there, Anderson. CD is coming out this Tuesday. It's called Believe, and this is called Prayer.
I'm not
Yep, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Bruce. Dr. Bruce is filling in for Dr. Drew, who is God knows where and God knows why. I don't even talk to Drew about where he's going, and I don't talk to him about where I'm going. And I just, look, if I show up and he's here, hey, that's cool, man. And if he's not, that's cool, too, man.
What an intimate relationship.
Yeah.
It's nice to know.
We're like just a couple that's been married way too long and just doesn't care. Just doesn't care anymore. David is here from Disturbed. Believe is the name of the CD. It is coming out on Tuesday. Also going to be on Monday. Day before, obviously, September 16th, I'll be at the Tower Records on Sunset at 10 p.m., going on till midnight, doing a signing and all that good stuff. So look for them there. We will take another call, I believe, and speak to Alan, who's 21. Alan?
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. What's up?
First off, I want to say Disturbed, Love, Prayer. I mean, it's sort of like powerful stuff that every rock band wishes they could make. And
thank you very much, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great stuff. And you, the host person, whose name I just forgot.
That's all right.
Adam Carolla.
Adam Carolla, I'm sorry. You just like show how much genius it really takes to do a good comedy. Yeah, I mean, really, sure. Love you. You're just brilliant.
Thank you, yeah.
Bust loose with the compliments, yeah. Brother. You go.
Thanks. My problem was I wanted to ask the doctor, what would like be the signs of like having too low of a testosterone level? Or if could a doctor like check that out, something for certain?
It's very rare. It is very rare? Yeah. And you're 21 and you sound pretty hyper, so it sounds like you got some energy going. What's your concern about yourself?
A couple things. Mainly, like, I've never really had any interest in girls at all.
Oh, you poor thing.
Man, maybe he's lucky.
I'm definitely not gay. It's just that.
Definitely not lucky either.
Well, no. Here's what I'm saying is you know, there's some people that don't like desserts.
Yeah.
You know, and you go, oh, you don't know what you're missing, and then you think, maybe they're okay that they're not eating the desserts. You know, they don't know they're not eating. You know, they don't know how good it is, and they're not getting fat. You know, this guy's, he's got no crabs, and he's not interested in women. I mean, he never gets a venereal disease.
Yeah,
he never gets his heart broken.
I bet he's backed up to high hell. No.
Hey, Alan.
Would your
testicles explode if I hit them with a pin?
They might swell up pretty good.
Okay. Do you like women? Do you miss women?
I not enough to like go out of my way to really bother with it too much.
Do you have morning erections? Do you wake up with a?
No, that's what.
Not at all.
Think of it. Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, really, no. Some people, mentioned, like, they had some sort of damage or something, and, like, one of the first things Drew would ask them is, do you have morning erections? I think maybe, like, twice in my life.
Well, have you had any in the last year?
Maybe once.
Okay, so that works. Do you have secondary sexual characteristics? Like, obviously, your voice is deep, you have an Adam's apple, you have pubic hair.
Yeah, I'm a big guy, too.
Okay.
How big are you?
About 6'2".
And how much do you weigh?
About 200 on the dot.
All right. About on the dot. I like that phraseology.
Well, it just went down like 195 the other day.
Right. Okay. So everything works on you.
Yeah.
And then what about masturbation? Do you do that?
About every other day. Wouldn't really even need to do it that much.
Yeah. We couldn't hang out.
You don't like girls, but you masturbate every other day?
Eh.
So you like yourself a lot more than you love girls.
What are you thinking about when you're...
No. I'm definitely thinking about girls. It's just like...
Okay.
Is never really driven about it. Like, I never really...
Okay, hold on. Let me talk to my partners here for a second. Okay. A lot of guys, I mean, most guys can't understand this, but there are a handful of guys who just don't have the sexual cadence, or they don't have the drive that other guys have. No, I'm a medium drive guy. I'm certainly not. You know what? Ironically, Drew, I kid him about.
He's a passionate man.
He's a passionate, passionate man. And I'll tell you guys like me, he's got medium drive and is a lazy guy sexually. I like a nice BJ. I got no problem with that. But the guys who don't like a nice BJ, like Drew, he doesn't like a nice BJ because these guys get two licks and two BJ and they got to stick it somewhere. You know, that's a motivated man. That's a passionate man. You see, I'm not knocking them, but I'm saying these are guys that have some momentum with this.
That's not passionate. That's impatient.
It's like food. I'm going to tell that to Drew. No, I mean, we all know people who love to eat, and then there's the people who just sort of eat. I mean, everyone eats. Some people are really into it, and some people are just sort of, yeah, I eat because I have to, and it's all right, but it's no big deal to me.
But the love for whatever it is displayed in different ways, whether it's a food, whether it's a piece of food or it's a woman. Either you can take your time with it and savor it, or you can eat it real quickly and forget it was there, you know?
I'm horny and hungry now all of a sudden. Yes, I agree, but all I'm saying is Alan doesn't sound like he has a bunch of problems physically, and maybe a little bit he's a little high-strung emotionally, but it also doesn't seem like he just is a passionate man. He's not into sex that much.
I think the problem is he may listen to Loveline too much and compare himself to the rather abnormal callers and host. Because your experience, I think, is a little bit...
Wait, are you there, Alan? Oh, something happened to the line he was on.
Extraterrestrial.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The kid's a little slower, and maybe he hasn't...
He sounds perfectly
normal. No, well, he sounds like you. I was going to say 21, and he's 21. When you're 28, I should probably say sound a little better. I know you hear a lot of this guy in yourself. Or
let me remind you, I'm here as a physician representing responsible.
Bruce, this guy's a young spaz, just like you were at that age. And you're saying it's fine, but he's a little behind.
Wait a second. The average caller calling saying they masturbate 5 to 10 times a day versus this guy, who's more normal in your book?
He is a guy who called because he had an issue with sex.
Oh, you're avoiding the answer to my question.
He called because he had an issue with sex.
Yeah. You know the answer is, this guy's more normal than the 5 to 10 times a day.
Better, but neither one of them are normal. They're just on one side
side
of a spectrum. No, listen to me. This guy's never had sex.
He's rubbing one out every other day.
He has two erections a year, he said.
No.
I don't know how he rubs it out every other day with no erection, although I've done that drunk, and it's always a mess because...
Oh, so you have to wait till the morning erection to rub one out, in other words. Okay.
No.
Well, you say he has to wait till...
I don't think I've ever had a morning where my little friend hasn't been up before me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, it's
every day in my life.
But one of the issues, it's sort of like, do you remember having a dream? Some people don't even remember.
All right. Listen, we're going to break. I'm so confident in cutting you off, Dr. Bruce, because I know whatever you had coming was just worthless. That's all right. That's okay. Look, we got to take a break, but...
I've had anal sex, and I've passed out a couple times.
Anderson, do you have another one? Whoa. Is that the only one you've got?
Jeez. Please, calm down.
Okay.
I just want to finish with him and say that he... probably should start becoming social with women. I mean, he doesn't have to have sex with them, but he sounds like he's way behind the curve.
Oh, well.
Way behind the curve, and he should start going out on dates and start getting used to being in the company of women. Doesn't have to have sex with them, but he's somewhere like he's in high school now or something, and he's a 21-year-old guy. If you find someone you're attracted to, ask them out on a date, and we'll just let nature take
its
course.
Can we start by reassuring him and helping his confidence rather than
he needs one good sexual experience to start it off.
Right.
And then it's just like with any other appetite, it'll grow.
Don't recommend hookers.
That's right.
No.
Okay. We'll take ourselves a little break. David is here from Disturbed, and we'll be right back with David, Dr. Bruce, and you after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. David Draymond is here tonight from Disturbed. Believe is the name of the new CD, which is coming out in just a couple of days on Tuesday on the 17th. And Disturbed is going to be at the Tower Records on Sunset out here in Los Angeles. Signing CDs at midnight. And they're going to be there from 10 until midnight on Monday, the day before. Well, technically, it will become the day that the CD comes out because it'll be 12:01. That's how they do it. It is diabolical. All right, let's take a call for the band. And Brandon.
Yeah?
You're 13?
What?
You're 13 years of age?
Yeah, my friend Kurt's here.
Hey, I wanted to ask.
Listen, easy with that crazy teenage voice. That's very disturbing, you know. I have a question for the band. Is there anything? No wonder 13-year-old guys just cannot get laid. I mean, is there any more pathetic? A kid is much, a male, much smoother at age 9 than he is at 14 and a half. That's that's really the curse. That's why the...
Someone picked up the extension phone.
No, that was somebody picking it up, but he was still a mess. Brandon?
Yeah.
You got your buddy Chris over there?
No, it's Kurt. I once asked Kurt. The strip when they started playing guitar because I just started playing guitar.
All right.
Let's see. Danny started playing guitar when he was a little kid. I think like maybe 8 or 9 years old, I think he got his first guitar. I think with fuzz it was about the same thing. Something like that.
Are you all like really horny? What's wrong with you?
Hell yeah.
All you
want
to do is
Where's
talk?
Dr. True?
All right, you screwball. That's a good goddamn question. What time is it? Wait a minute. What time is it over there?
What?
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock?
1:30.
Where's your parents, buddy?
What?
Where's your parents?
My parents are dead.
Okay, yeah, that's well, lovely. No, they're not dead. This guy's a young Jim Morrison, that's all.
If they're dead, why is it so funny? Why are you laughing if they're dead? That's not very nice.
Well, maybe they died in a novel way, like a kiln explosion or a cake fell on them or something. That could have happened in a novel way, you know.
Sounds like a father and son.
Making my little brother.
Yeah. All right, there. You guys have a good time and go to bed.
Wait.
You know, shut up.
Jeez.
No, wait. Yeah, like I'm going to wait. A 13-year-old from Maryland is going to tell me to wait. How dare you? But it's Sunday night. It's my people's Sabbath. It's 1:30 in the morning over there in Maryland.
And it's your people's Sabbath?
I just like to say that every once in a while to screw with people. Yeah. Let's see. Let's talk to Andrea. Hey, Andrea.
Hi.
You're 16?
Yes.
What's up?
My friend is, like, really weird. I think she's hitting on me or something. Like,
yeah. She a lesbian?
No, that's the thing. She has a boyfriend, but she always talks about how, you know, if she was going to have sex with a girl, it would be me, and she wanted to do ecstasy, and she wanted me to be with her.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky you.
Mm. Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 19.
And you're 16.
Yeah, she's like my best friend. I've known the girl for 2 years.
Why is your best friend 19? That's a little old. 16 is a huge difference emotionally and developmentally.
Well, I met her at school, like, in 9th grade, and me and her just were really good friends ever since that.
So she was like a senior when you were in the 9th grade?
Exactly.
You know, what I was going to say, at 15, 16, it's real normal to be very unsure of your sexuality, and girls, you know, wonder if they're lesbian many times. And 19 and 16, though, is a huge difference between you and this gal.
Yeah.
And ecstasy, her wanting to do drugs with you, it's almost an exploitation type picture. So, you know, for you to have a 16-year-old friend that's curious is one thing, but this ain't good. And ecstasy, what we're finding out more, there's probable long-term brain damage, and for years, things may not show up like mood disorders like anxiety and depression. So anyway, bad drug, and doesn't sound like a healthy situation.
Yeah, right. I mean, like, she's got a stable boyfriend that she lives with.
But she's not stable.
Yeah, she's
really hitting on a 16-year-old.
Okay, but don't try to make sense of it.
She's still a boyfriend or not, makes no difference. If she's got the urge on the other side of the fence, she's going to hop over.
Yeah, and giving you ecstasy.
All right, Andrea. We put the kibosh on it. You can't do this.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, good times. And listen, everybody, stop being confused by what people do. You know, people go like, all the time, this is all life is. You know, they go, oh, he had so much to live for, and he killed himself. Or the guy, he had a great job, but he threw it all away. He got drunk, and everyone warned him, but he wouldn't stop. They have a boyfriend. She's very committed to him. Why would she want? People do that all the time.
Like a serial killer that had a family. Oh, he had a family.
Right, he had a family. He had a job. He had everything to live for. This is why life is effed up. People do this all the time. People are married and have great families and do a bunch of blow and get fired and have to live out of a car out
especially
in the street.
People that look perfect, though. What did Jung say? People that cast a long shadow, they look so good, but watch out.
Yeah, watch out for the good-looking people.
No, for the... I thought you'd have some right-wing Christian comment, you know. Oh, they look so good, but...
I don't really believe... I don't really have that... First off, I don't want to fault people for looking normal. I don't get into all that. Oh, look at him.
Too good.
He's wearing it. But underneath that suit and tie lies a screwed up. I don't care how screwed up you are. I just don't want to know about it. That's the way I look at it. But here's what I'm saying. You're confused that 16 is a female because this girl has a boyfriend. How could she be interested in me when she's committed to him and all that? Happens all the time.
Right. But at 19, she's set in stone a lot of her personality characteristics, and she's playing around with a 16-year-old who she could throw the wrench in the
little weird. And plus, I hate to say this, but I worry about anyone that you should not want to hang out with people that are younger than you when you're in high school. When you're a senior in high school and a ninth grader comes rolling in, you should have no idea who they are unless you're beating them up or traumatizing them or hazing them in some way.
It depends on the situation, though. There's some people who gravitate towards an older crowd because they seem to mature, at least mentally, more
but how about
faster than
this is more like
years.
A freshman or sophomore in college with a 10th grader.
Yeah, see, it's not the person that gravitates toward the older crowd. That, I understand, that allure. Everyone wants to hang out with the seniors kind of thing when you're low man on the totem pole. To me, it's more the senior. This is sort of like the 50-year-old guy that hangs out with a lot of 20-year-old dudes.
Yeah.
I don't trust that guy. I'm not saying he's effing him. I'm just saying I don't trust him.
Right.
I don't understand it. You shouldn't want to do that.
No.
That's all. That's my problem I have with Cub Scout leaders. Little League coaches, unless your kid is on that team, I got some questions for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Think of these guys in the woods. I got 9 kids, and I have no kids of my own.
So, yeah.
It always gets a little. I'm not saying they're doing anything. I'm just saying I probably couldn't hang out with that guy. Okay?
They should assign somebody that hates to be with kids.
I know.
An idiot that wants to go to the woods with 10 Cub Scouts.
That's the whole thing. That's how life needs to work.
Right.
Anything that has to do with kids, if you've gotten in line to do it, we don't want you. We should just be plucking people out, people who despise children, and force them to go camping. Dustin?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
You want a good lubricant?
Mm-hmm.
For anal sex?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of Crisco around your house there, Adam, isn't it?
No.
Astroglide,
yeah.
Astroglide is the trick, my brother.
Is it better than KY?
It is the best.
Why is it better than KY?
It's just the consistency of it. It doesn't crumble up on you. It stays nice and slick, and it just does the job more
effectively.
Hold on,
I'm picturing your penis right now with some sort of
I wasn't trying to paint that kind of picture.
I know, but it's hard not to.
Astroglide is probably the best of the water soluble. Then there are the silicone based, and those things are very, very slippery, but they're very they're almost not water soluble. You almost need
They're silicone based personal lubricants.
Sure. You're asking me.
I don't like those. They end up like balling up on you.
Very, very different from a water based.
Well, silicone is something that if you got some of it in your hair, you might not get it out for a few weeks. I mean, that's silicone caulking. That's the only silicone I know. But I mean, is this silicone is very rubbery material,
right?
Is this silicone-based stuff way at all?
No, it's just less water soluble. It's something that coats something more so of a coating agent, and it's almost hard to get off. Almost like using synthetic motor oil or something.
You would use that if you were doing, let's say, going for a gangbang record.
Me personally,
you personally? No, I mean, one would use the silicone stuff if one was going to hump someone in the Salton Sea or. You know, where would you need something, or there's like a 100-mile-an-hour wind, like you're on the top of some skyscraper doing something. Where do you need the silicone-based lubricant?
It leaves a residue, though.
That's what I'm saying. Do you need that much lubrication?
I know way too much.
Use your shop knowledge. I mean, just think of silicone. It's going to be.
It's not going to dry out
as quickly. Okay. If you're going for a longer term.
Okay, so if you're going for.
Right. Now, the thing with anal sex, you got to be careful. As somebody that's not experienced, if it's the first time, you can really do damage. And I know.
I know. We're fairly new at it. We're slowly working it up. But I'm looking for something that's, water soluble.
Astroglide, if you can afford it, is probably the best choice.
Why? How much is this? Expensive?
It's not crazy. It depends how big a tube you want to go for.
Or a bottle.
Yeah. Well, $10. If there's ever a time. Not to skimp, it's on your rectum.
Yeah.
That's my grandfather always told me that. Never skimp on your rectum.
I've had anal sex and I passed out a couple times.
Bruce, please. I don't know what your grandfather told you. That's all we have on you.
Oh, I know. That's all we
got. It's plenty, though. Dustin?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're done with you.
Okay.
All right.
Is this a girl or a guy?
It's a girl. I'm just looking for something that's hypoallergenic.
Yeah, well, isn't the water soluble stuff hypoallergenic? And what do you have to be hypoallergenic? What criteria do you have to meet?
I don't know. That's a good question.
They
I don't
have
know
it. They have it for what? Makeup, for cosmetics, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Where skin they, creams and things.
Right. Where they don't have any known allergens, but with a lubricant, I don't know that it says that on an Astroglide bottle. I sort of doubt it does, but it's usually a fairly benign mixture.
And what about?
So I don't know. I have no idea.
Right. Are we worried about a breakout here? Or something?
I don't know. I've never heard of an allergic reaction to Astroglide. Astroglide's pretty high quality product.
Okay. All right. And if not, good old fashioned bacon fat, which you can usually find in a Folgers Brothers can on top of your mom.
Definitely not hypoallergenic.
Top of that. On top of the four burners where she you can usually find it. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Disturbed's here. David's here from Disturbed. The CD Believe's coming out on the 17th. We'll take a little bit of a break, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. David Draiman is here tonight from Disturbed, lead vocalist. Believe is the name of the CD, out September 17th. And let me say what I like about Disturbed. I was just looking at the artwork on the front jacket of the CD. And it struck me, yesterday I was on a boat that was on Lake Arrowhead, I believe
Tahoe.
It was. Lake Tahoe. Lake Tahoe. I drank a little too much. Lake Tahoe. It was a good time on that boat. But, you know, they always pack music, and they seem to figure out what music you hate the most, and they pack that onto the boat. And one of the CDs they had packed on the boat to play was, I think it was like the best of Lenny Kravitz. I don't know why Lenny Kravitz always bothers me, but he just bothers me. Not so much musically, but as a human being. Although I don't like really any of his songs either, but I don't want that to influence the music part. But I picked up the Lenny Kravitz CD, the best of, and there's a big picture of Lenny on the front. And then I flipped it over, and there's a big surprise, surprise picture of Lenny on the back. And then I thought, well, I'm going to open this jacket and thumb through it. And I started thumbing through it, and hey, there's a big picture of Lenny, and there's another big picture of Lenny, and there's a montage of smaller pictures of Lenny. And then because I'm this kind of guy, I counted. How many pictures of Lenny Kravitz are contained in one Lenny Kravitz Best Of CD? And I posed this question to the rest of the boys who were on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
I said, everybody, one at a time, let's go through. We got done guessing how deep the lake was about 2 hours earlier. 1,680 feet, by the way. It's a damn deep lake out there. But now we're on the Lenny Kravitz, the CD, Best of Lenny Kravitz CD cover. And people pose some guesses. I'll pose the same question to you fellas. So what do you think? What do you think, Bruce?
How many standard width, standard number of pages, about 10.
It's just, it's not a big box set or anything. It's just one CD
I would
in
say
there.
Maybe 10 at the most.
10 at the most. David?
I'd probably guess around the same.
10? About 10? No. 55 pictures of Lenny.
So he's narcissistic.
My.
55 pictures of Lenny Kravitz in that CD.
I mean, yeah.
And to me, that's you know, 5 would probably do it, but 50, I guess, is what you call insurance.
Good guitarist, but not the greatest looking.
Gotta give the ladies what they want.
I guess you do, and I think that's the problem I ultimately have with the man, but I've never met him. I'm sure he's a decent guy and plays a good guitar, but 55 pictures of yourself. And again, to be fair to Lenny, I was counting up some of the pages that had 6 pictures of him. I would count each individual picture. That would be a page that covered 6. But still, 55 seems a little excessive.
It's like a Celtic theme.
The symbol that you see is actually a combination of 4 religious symbols. That is a Celtic cross that you're looking at. But the idea is unity and belief.
Let me just do some good radio for Dr. Bruce, who held up the picture to David and asked...
Drew taught me that.
Ask what this was without making any reference to it. This is the front of the new Disturbed CD entitled Believe. And let's... yes, calm down, Bruce. Let's get to the phones here.
Where's Dr. Drew?
Tommy? Yeah, that was not Tommy.
Thanks a lot, Anderson.
Yeah. You know, it was funny because Bruce said to Anderson during the break, hey, how about a new drop? Forget this anal sex one. How about something new? And now we have Where's Dr. Dre?
That's great stuff. Yeah, good
Tommy?
Radio.
Yes.
You're 16. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just wondering if it's possible to masturbate too much.
How many times are you good for a day?
I don't know. Anywhere between like 4 to 8.
4 to 8.
God bless you, boy.
Yeah.
It keeps you away from the women. Good.
That's ambitious. Okay. That might be a little excessive at 16, but it was within the range of all my buddies.
Yeah. The morning, lunch, evening routine.
Yeah, there's the old classic wake and jack before I go to school.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know, brother, when it starts to hurt, stop.
That's how you know.
I haven't gotten to that point yet.
Well, what's your lunch routine?
Well, we at my school, you can go off campus. So during lunch, I come home, and I eat lunch, and I guess drop a load. And then
evening?
I come home from school and just kind of go off.
Nice. And what are you looking at? You have a computer?
Yeah, I have a computer.
Internet porn.
You're not going for porn sites, huh?
No, I just stick to downloading some videos.
All right, like porno videos,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, it is. I mean, that is a magical, this Pandora's magical evil box, that computer. I mean, could you imagine getting hold of that at 14, 15, 16 years old? And all you do, like, first off, just imagine having a wild crush on a female actress at 15 years old and just typing her name in to see if she's ever done any nudity ever in any film that's ever been documented. And that then coming back to you magically, you know, 30 seconds later after it downloads. I mean, what would you... I was beating off to a Raft box cover. And a box that had a picture of a chick in a bikini floating on the raft that was contained inside the box, and that was all I needed. That, and I actually had a porno film, a 8mm porno film, and 8mm, for you folks that aren't from Europe, is about a little more than a quarter inch, basically. And this thing was about a quarter inch wide, and I would actually hold it up to the light in the bathroom. The guy's penis was still bigger than mine, but I would hold it up, and that's what I was looking at, a quarter inch by quarter inch, essentially, slide of a naked person.
And it used to roll up if you didn't use two hands, so you had to alternate hand and hold it.
Yeah, I would stick it in my ass, actually, so it held it taut, and then wrap it around my waist a few times, and then pull it up so I could see it. But the point is we were the pioneers of masturbation, and this is what we had. I couldn't imagine telling a horny 16-year-old to lay off the computer. I mean, could you imagine? I mean, is that possible?
May as well tell him to stop.
Right. Might as well just take his hands and run them over with your car. So he's doing it a lot. I agree with David. Unless it's hurting, who cares?
He's a little too regimented, though. A little compulsive there.
Well, he eats.
If you're going to be compulsive about something, it might as well be masturbation.
Yeah. Andrew?
Normal kid.
You're 14?
Yeah, I love that new song, Prayer. It's like my number one favorite song.
Thank you,
brother. I love like how you guys wrote it because of like the Jerry Falwell September 11th thing. I think that's really cool.
Thank you, man.
To like diss him.
You look like you're confused there. Are you wondering?
No, I know Jerry. Jerry was sort of talking about. Well, I know he was always. Whenever someone gets AIDS or something bad happens to him, he always says these, you know, basically sinners that were asking for it, right?
Yeah. It was just the horrible way that him and Oral Roberts and a lot of the clergy actually reacted to the event and basically using it as a means of self-empowerment. You know, saying that we were punished by God. This is a sign and we should repent. There's too much promiscuity and abortions going on.
Well, they just figured, look, this is New York. You got a bunch of Jews and homos up in that tower. So how bad could it be? I mean, that's really the subtext of it. These guys, a lot of Jews, a lot of gays.
I think he's following the Sodom and Gomorrah theme a little more so.
Mm-hmm. Right,
but
right.
That's okay.
Hey, Andrew?
Yeah, I was wondering exactly why can't you guys do your video and stuff? I was reading like a little bit like about like because they thought it was too disturbing.
No, it's like, not that it's too disturbing or anything.
Wait, hold on. I got to cut you off. And you, especially, Andrew, because we got to take a break for the top of the hour. But David will explain the video, and we'll do all that after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. I think that's our old friend System of a Down right there.
What's an aerial anyway?
I have no idea what those guys are singing about. That's something to do with Armenia.
No.
That's
a misnomer.
Armenian genocide.
Nothing
that's all
to do
I
with
know.
Armenia. Those are the nicest guys.
Listen, yeah. I went out and ate Armenian food with them a few months back.
It has everything to do with Armenia, Bruce.
Yeah.
See? No, they don't like being stereotyped as doing anything. They're Armenian by coincidence, not by selection.
No, they're...
Take that, Anderson.
And I don't want to go off on a System of a Down jag here, but they're all Armenian. They're
right.
proud of it. And it does influence their music. They do songs. This is my Armenian
Try
song.
Try this beverage. It's goat-based.
This is every experience I've ever had at an Armenian restaurant.
No, you cannot have. No mixing. No, cannot have. Read menu. No, get fired. No.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
Wow.
Can I have the half chicken shawarma and the half lamb shawarma? No! That's what it's like when you go to Armenian
restaurant.
A little
rigidity in the menu.
Food's good. Food's good, though. Mm-hmm. Food's good. It's just, you know, they're not people-pleasing folks. That's all. But they do a good food, and they do a good rock band. So, you know, each culture has their own strengths.
You're a culturally diverse guy.
That's right.
I really like that about you.
That's right. And
you got an insult for every culture.
You got to know. When you're going in to get a little falafel, you just got to be prepared. That's all I'm saying. Emotionally prepared. Don't get too attached to the guy behind the counter. Focus on getting the falafel and getting the F out of the place you're getting the falafel at so you can eat it without a guy yelling at you. But anyway, Disturbed here tonight. And the CD, which we're going to hear something else off of, is coming out on the 17th, which is Tuesday. Monday, Disturbed will be at the Tower Records on Sunset, and they're going to be doing the whole release thing, and that's going to be 10 p.m. to midnight, and that's when the CD is released. All right. Did I miss anything, David?
Just don't forget, everyone, that Tuesday night at the Olympic Auditorium downtown, we're doing the video shoot for the second single, which you will be hearing in a minute, and or whenever we do play it, and basically it's our first show here in LA the day of the record's release. We're playing an hour-long set. Half of the song will be new material, and half of the set rather will be new material, and everyone should really try and come out and check it out.
And you can get in a Disturbed video if you come down there.
Oh yeah.
I'm not an artistic visionary, but don't you think if Adam had his hair frizzed, that he would just be video material?
He's video material now.
Thank you. You're talking about growing it out and picking it out?
No, just taking it the way it is now and, like, frizzing it out a little and...
Yeah, but it's
a Disturbed video?
I'm talking about growing it out and...
I thought you could frizz it out now. I mean, who
either that or you could just shave your head, bro.
It's a quarter inch long on the sides. What am I supposed to do? I said grow it out. You wouldn't go with me on that.
It'll take too long. I mean, for Tuesday night.
Oh, okay. We're going to go down Tuesday. The Olympic Auditorium is a grand old place that was sort of brought back to life some years ago. It was probably there since the 20s, I'm guessing.
Old boxing venue and whatnot.
Yes. Yeah. I did a Golden Gloves tournament in the Olympic Auditorium
in
1985.
Cool. Did you win?
No.
Oh. Sure, sorry I asked.
I did not win, but it was an experience. I'll definitely give it that. Natalie?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yeah.
You're a virgin?
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a minute. When we left off... Wasn't David supposed to finish up
regarding the
question
video
that our last caller had? Yeah, what was that?
Basically, I think he was asking why the video was not getting played on MTV. MTV has banned the video.
What? They have.
Yes.
And why?
They feel that there is imagery in the video that is too closely reminiscent of the events of September 11th.
Oh, right. Oh. And you guys got some publicity. I'm not saying, I don't want to say publicity out of it because that wasn't your intention, but I mean, I do remember this story.
Right.
Seemed like just a few weeks back.
Yeah. I mean, everything happens for a reason. You know, the video is supposed to be a modern day depiction of the biblical story of Job. It is in direct response to that whole notion of painting a picture that the evangelists would have you believe of a vengeful God when vengeance is a sin, as, you know, said and stated in the Bible. Seems kind of ironic that God would exact vengeance. But Basically, I just thought it was so irresponsible for them to use a situation to help empower themselves as opposed to trying to give people some sort of sense of understanding and make them come to peace with what had happened.
Right.
And, you know, and I think that basically the song and the video are representative of the indomitable nature of the human spirit, that no matter what tests or trials or tribulations that life throws at you, you have the power to get through them.
But let me ask you this. When MTV does something like this, decides not to play the Disturbed video, is there any court for you? And I know they don't set it up that way, but I mean, if you contact them and say, no, you're misinterpreting this,
which you're reading the wrong way.
Obviously. Yeah. And they were. So is there any ear over there that will listen to this?
Not really. I mean, it all comes down basically to a select group of people. And, you know, we respect their decision. We're not bitter about it. It's not, we don't hold a grudge. But we also refused to edit the video, which was brought up as a possibility because that would have been an admission on our part that there was something wrong with it.
Right.
And there was nothing wrong with
This is like when my mom tells me to apologize for something I didn't say or meant.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm not doing it. No, because when you do it, it's an admission of guilt, and you weren't intending it to be that
way. It's just funny that, you know, videos by certain other artists who I will allow to remain nameless, who go ahead and dress up like Osama bin Laden and dance around in their videos mocking September 11th are allowed to get
played. Oh, the
Eminem
deal, yeah.
Right. Like I said, you know, I'm not going to go ahead.
But you are so articulate, right, Adam?
Yes.
You're one of the more articulate the entertainers I've ever heard.
Thank you.
What about you? Just a very short statement.
I did.
Even hook it on the video.
We attached an entire prologue to it.
Yeah, that's
amazing. And unfortunately, they felt that, well, what if some kid turns on the channel and it's in the middle of the video? They missed the prologue. What are you going to say that kid who's seeing pieces of rubble fall off of buildings? And the thing is that there's an earthquake sequence in the video. Because you needed to show, since this is a modern-day depiction of the biblical story of Job, you needed to show the hand of the supernatural, or the hand of God. And we couldn't really think of another way to do it in an urban setting.
Right.
Then via an earthquake.
Right.
And, you know, they just, it's just that, you know, people, MTV offices are based in New York City.
Right.
They're hypersensitive to the issue. However, they'll go ahead and run footage from the actual event of 9/11 all over the channel.
Right.
And like I said, everybody else can go ahead and get away with God knows what. I mean,
well, in a way, and I think a lot of people do this, it ends up being a form of compensation.
Yeah.
It's like we're running this footage in a gratuitous way over and over again under the guise of news coverage or something like that.
Right.
And then we're running the Eminem video and all that. Maybe we don't feel as good about ourselves as we should. Here's a chance for us to pipe up, take a stand, get a little ink, and have people know that we're really good guys and we're responsible. When in fact, you end up sort of punishing the element that isn't trying to explode
his response to 9/11.
Like I said before, everything happens for a reason. And the irony of the situation is we then decided to go ahead and put enhanced CD format on the regular edition and on the special edition that's on DVD format. Every single copy of the CD will have the video on it that the fans can see.
Right.
Plus, it's on launch.com. It's the number one most downloaded video on the site, ahead of Britney Spears and ahead of everything else.
Well, I don't agree with that. But, I like
it's
Britney
true.
Spears.
Not the Britney Spears having sex video.
No.
It got viewed 700,000 times the first day it was on the site. So that's more than we would have gotten from MTV.
That's great.
Right. I mean, MTV may have played it, got you some exposure, but we wouldn't be having this conversation right now, I think, is ultimately how it goes. And for that matter, I don't know why this just popped in my head, but I think who did smack my bitch up about
Prodigy?
Prodigy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that was a great video. I don't know if I think MTV banned that video, and I guess a lot of people didn't get a chance to see it. It was a very interesting video, and it was kind of thought-provoking, and it was another one of these things that was completely misinterpreted.
Right.
And I won't go through and explain the whole thing, but during the break, we'll talk about it.
But of all the people to misinterpret stuff.
It was a very interesting video, and it was shot, like, through the eyes of somebody who was an abuser, in a sense, and you just assumed it was a guy, and at the end it turned out, when they looked in the mirror, I think it was a woman. And it was just one of the more interesting videos I'd seen in many years. Mm-hmm. And when they ban that kind of stuff, it really is, and these are the first people who would tell you that, you know, hey, if a guy wants to take a picture of Jesus floating in urine,
right,
and sitting in a mound of fecal matter, that this, we cannot edit this from the,
right,
this must be viewed. They end up doing their own editing anyway. All right.
Contradictory.
All right. So now where were we? Oh, we want to talk to Natalie up there. Natalie, you're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
All right. Well, I've been dating my boyfriend for about 2.5 months, and I'm a virgin, and he's not. And I guess my question is, I'm sorry. I'm just getting nervous.
That's all right, but how not a virgin is he?
Like, four people.
Four people.
That he's told you about.
Right. Go ahead and put two zeros behind that four if you want to get an accurate number. That's how everyone just put a zero behind every number your partner gives you. That's where you get your... So, but here's the thing. Did he have a steady girlfriend? Was he used to having sex on a regular basis?
No, you know, he tells me, you know, it's okay, you know, sex is not that big of a deal.
No, answer my question.
What?
Did he have a steady girlfriend where he was getting used to having sex with someone on a regular basis?
No, not really.
No. Okay.
I mean, he only had sex when he was in relationships, but he hadn't had one for a while. He had one for about a year and a half, and then that was like a year and a half ago when he had that relationship, so it's not like he has to be in a relationship.
Right. All right. So he's having that, and then he met you how long ago?
Well, we started dating about the 4th of July.
Okay. All right, so it's been, I don't know, what is that, four months, something like that?
What is your question there?
My question is, I don't know if there's, like, a really time limit with guys on how long they'll wait, and is that going to change anything if I do have sex with them? I mean, I know it will, but, I mean, I've never done that before, so I don't know if...
Do you have any issues from being molested or abused in the past? Do you have the big victim on your forehead?
No, I have very overprotective parents, you know, who only want the best for the girls, and also my sister, who does everything first, is still a virgin at 21, and it just feels kind of wrong for me to have sex before her, and that's a really big stopper, because...
Well, why don't you have him stop by her room on the way down the hall? I'm sure he'd be fine with that.
I know.
Yeah, hey, good news and good news.
You should just do it whenever you're comfortable. You know, and if you're comfortable with him, and you're curious about it, and you're safe about it, you know, just be responsible and be true to yourself.
And then here's the whole thing, Natalie. The whole part about your sister being 3 years older and her getting to go first and everything. I mean, she's going to die first, right? Because she's 3 years older, theoretically.
Yeah.
But she's going to do everything first. She'll probably get married first, probably graduate college first, do all that stuff first.
Yeah.
This should not be an issue for her, your sister.
Yeah.
I mean, that well, part you have to eliminate from the equation.
Well, she's really worried about it. Like,
She is.
She asked me, have you slept with them? And I was like, well, you know, it wouldn't be sleeping with, it'd be like making love with. Like, you know, it's not casual or anything.
Yeah.
And she's really worried about me doing that first.
Of course, because she's already experienced it, and you're her baby sister, and she doesn't want to think about you doing those sorts of things.
Her sister's a virgin, too.
Yeah.
Ah.
She hasn't done it.
Yeah. Is your sister...
And I don't think she wants me to do that before her.
Right.
Which is a big deal.
Well,
and
is she a big gal, your sister?
No, we're both really small girls.
I'm just sort of putting together a little mental picture of what older
she's
sister...
She's really attractive. She's just really...
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Really crude?
Natalie, what's your value system? Is there a moral reason you've waited, or just because your sister hasn't?
Well, like I said, my parents are objective, and I wanted us all to graduate virgins, so I've graduated.
Oh.
And it's not like, okay, now I'm going to have sex because I've graduated. I want it to be like, oh, I'm going to have sex because I met somebody that I really, really liked. And now that I have, I mean, she still hasn't come around.
You're talking about your parents, your sister. You need to decide what you want for yourself.
And the end of the question that you were saying regarding the guy... And in terms of whether or not the guy will wait?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he doesn't give me that impression at all. Like, he's going to dump me or anything. In fact, when, you know, we almost had sex 2 nights ago, he was very like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to push you so much. And
All right. Well, he's been around for 4 or 5 months without it. He's a decent decent enough. Just beginning of July. Oh.
I once went for about 2 years in a relationship with my high school sweetheart at the time, or at least one of them.
Really?
And I didn't have any sex with her, nor did I have it with anyone else.
Yeah, Natalie.
Which is normal.
I'm all right with this guy. And you do it whenever you feel ready. The problem is your sister. Don't report back to her everything you do. Don't worry about her going first, okay?
I know. I just don't know if, like, people can tell if you've had sex, and I am afraid that, like, my parents will know, my sister will know without me even saying anything.
No,
they won't be able to tell.
Unless you walk funny. Now, they can't tell after I've had sex with them.
Unless you get pregnant.
I could have sex with you all night. They wouldn't know the next morning, but this guy, he might have some residual effects on you. Oh, my God. That is so screwy, that waiting for my sister and the sister giving the third degree.
Our parents wanted us to graduate virgins. It's like,
yeah, I mean, here's the whole thing about sex. It's good. It's nice to instill some values into your kids, but you can't beat them over the head with it. Just tell them. I guess the most you should want for your kid is that they don't have sex before they want to. You know what I mean? I mean, if they're a woman, especially.
The more taboo you make it, the more inviting it becomes. You know, and the more you demonize it and the more you make it into something that, well, you should wait until such and such a time. Why? Because then you're out of our jurisdiction and we can no longer tell you what to do or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, all the way up until that point, the kid is planning and yearning and may act out on it. Instead, you know, educate them. Tell them about it. You know, let them know what the pros and cons are. Let them know the safe way to do it. Let them know that they should only do it when they really care about the person or when there's a mutual energy going on or something that they can remember that will be meaningful.
I wholeheartedly agree. And it sounds like Natalie, minus her sister, is sort of on the right track here. So if she can just weave her sister out of the equation a little bit, she should be fine. Let's hear something from Disturbed off the new Believe CD, which is coming out, like I said, on Tuesday the 17th. Queued up there, Anderson? Yeah, this one is called Remember.
Washes over me like a storm, and I'm
that is more great Disturbed for you. And the CD, Believe, is coming out on Tuesday. David's here from the band. And Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew, doing the video down at the Olympic Auditorium on
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Oh, yeah. That's everything's on Tuesday.
Date of the release.
Except for what's on Monday, which is the night before Tuesday at the Tower on Sunset. So let's take ourselves a... but then it bleeds into Tuesday because then it hits 12:01.
And you have to explain it.
Right. Oh, you know... all right. I don't want to get into it. I get bored with my own thoughts. But, I had this thought about my class action lawsuit against the state of Nevada that the citizens of the United States could all participate in. Mm-hmm. You know, because...
Self-promote.
Well, what I'm saying is, you know, we're suing... You know, we can sue tobacco companies. Mm-hmm. We're getting these big class action suits and everything. How about suing a state?
For what?
Well, look at it this way. What's Vegas got? It's a bunch of greasy buffets, a bunch of fatty cholesterol food over there.
That's not what I think of when I think of Vegas.
Smoke-filled environment, lots of smoke, lots of secondhand smoke. We should be able to sue for something. Gambling, losing a lot. Gambling's a disease. It's an addiction. Losing a environment that promotes gambling and free booze. Then there's the whole alcohol side. And then there's the sexual side, the lap dances, the brothels, 50,000
the places registered people. Dancers.
How much money has been lost via the lap dance or the craps table? Well, I'm saying you get drunk. You know, that also there's a scam I want to look into where the songs seem a little shorter in the lap dances.
I'm so surprised to hear this from you.
I'm just saying, as long as we're suing...
Mr. Man Show, come on. Listen, it's like telling a kid that we want to sue Disney World.
I love Vegas. It just dawned on me that in a litigious society where everyone is getting a lot of money from, like I said, places like cigarette companies, if you can sue a cigarette company, it just seems like you could sue a casino.
Hasn't somebody sued for gambling losses?
Probably. They probably tried to. But I want to do the whole thing. I want to do the buffet. I want to do the secondhand smoke. I want to do the prostitution. I want to do it all and see if we can all get a taste of that.
People suing fast food. People suing tobacco companies.
This is all of them in one state.
I support that.
Yeah. The other thing I'd like Vegas to do is go on military time. I would like them to be the only. I'd like Nevada to be the only state in the union that's on military time. So you know exactly, because this is what happens all the time. It's there. It's 4:30, 5. It gets confusing.
Yeah, you went
flights. From, flights leave.
Good idea. To,
why? Of course, this is a brilliant idea. Putting
stupid.
Vegas on military time.
Well, they pump oxygen into the casino so that you stay awake.
Adam,
it's a beautiful thing.
What would be wrong about Vegas being on military time? You get in and leave at all hours. It's always confusing. When do you leave? I'm leaving
class
at 7.
Actions.
I'm coming in at 7.
Nobody
no,
cares.
No, you'd have to 1,300 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Who cares?
2,300 hours.
Suit's a great idea. Nobody
cares. The military time is a better idea than that, you retard.
When you get married, have some kids and make them stomp around to military time.
Military time simply... Oh, and I can't believe how horrible that joke was, by the way.
What joke?
Stomp around to military time?
That wasn't a joke. I was just...
That wasn't a joke?
Scumbag!
You know, Adam can name his first kid Toyota. He had Toyota Corolla. That's a bad joke.
Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm telling you, my Nevada military time, my Vegas military time is a solid
I just don't
idea.
Understand that. I don't understand.
Well, what do you mean you don't understand it? What is not to understand? You need a 24-hour clock over there. Seven hits twice. It's confusing. People stay up in Vegas till 7 in the morning.
Oh, that's...
And it's always confusion. What time are you getting in? What time did you go to bed? What time did you guys come back? It's confusing. If we had 1,400 hours and 2,200 hours, it'd be a lot easier.
Why don't they have... You never see a clock in a casino. Why? Because they don't want you to think about what time it is. So there's no way they're... What, are they going to put up military...
No, we've just... We just know, we know that your plane comes in at 0900 hours.
They
that's what I'm saying.
They don't want you to lose all track of time.
We'll be right back.
You're such an idiot. You're such a colossal idiot. This is my argument for going to military time.
Hey, how's that SpongeBob SquarePants shirt
just
working
get
for
out
you?
Of here.
Where's Dr. True?
Bruce wants... Oh, Bruce. All right.
That shirt, you notice the imagery on that shirt? It's just like SpongeBob SquarePants.
You know, I can't say that I have a reference point for that. But
well, I could leave early tonight. Would that be a good idea?
Yes. Bruce, you're pointing at things that people can't see on the radio.
Well, I told you, Drew taught me that technique. He said it was good radio.
Right.
All right. It got you upset. It obviously does.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to point out that the people at home can't see?
No. There's a foreskin call coming, though.
All right. You don't want to point at anything? No? You don't want to say, what's that? How did that get here? Isn't that strange? And have no one know what you're talking about?
Point to the brake button.
All right.
I'll quit while I'm behind.
All right. David's here from Disturbed. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. David is here from Disturbed and a new CD out on the 17th. Also on the 17th at the Olympic Auditorium, old landmark. Out in downtown Los Angeles is where the band will be playing and shooting a new video. Also on Monday at the Tower Records, the 16th is the big release in the evening. Jesse? You're 17. What's up?
I'm considering circumcision, and I was wondering, like, how is the surgery, and are there, like, effects afterwards?
17. Ouch.
Yeah. Seems like you'd... Folks maybe been procrastinating a little bit with that.
That's a minor surgery, and the effects are you don't have a foreskin anymore, so you don't have to, you know, with a foreskin you have to be very, I mean, you want to be clean anyway, but you have to be very conscientious about your hygiene, and it's not anything that's going to keep you laid up for weeks on end. You go in, outpatient procedure, and that's it.
Is there any reduction in the size?
Yeah, goes down about 4 inches. Yeah, what do you got?
No, there's been a lot of discussion about...
Well, technically, I guess you could cut an eighth of an inch or something. You know,
unless you have a huge foreskin.
Does it look like an elephant's trunk?
No, it's just I have a larger size, and I was wondering, does it, like, get smaller?
But there's been a lot of talk about decreased sensitivity, and there are websites where people are advocating regrowth of the foreskin, and it's like some primitive...
They're just angry.
Let me tell you something, brother. Most women out there, from what I've been able to assess, prefer a circumcised penis to a non-circumcised one. So get ready for a little bit more adventure once you've got it done.
Yeah.
Okay. And I got one more question.
Yes.
For Mr. Adam. Yes. Are you the BK guy?
Yes.
That's you? Okay, that's cool.
That is me. They ran those commercials several hundred thousand times today.
I just saw it today.
What's that?
I just saw it today.
Good times.
What's this?
Oh, early this morning.
Yeah, like I saw him during the football game. This is a Burger King commercial.
Oh.
He's doing the voice on it. It's a long story. Anything I describe sounds bad, so you'll see one of these commercials somewhere in the next few weeks.
So you're going to sue Vegas regarding their poor health habits, and then you're promoting fast food.
Burger King.
That's fine.
That's right. That's right. I have no qualms about a nice payday for the use of my voice.
Obviously.
So I got into this business. This is why I did it. Kyle?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, Adam. Love you, man.
Love you, buddy.
And I hate Lenny Kravitz, too.
Yeah. Yeah, 55 pictures on his best of CD.
Kyle, quit kissing
Please,
up.
Please, there's something wrong
kissing
with that.
Kissing your butt.
Yeah, go ahead.
David?
Yes, brother.
Hey, I love Disturbed, man.
Much respect, man.
Great. Can't wait until Tuesday.
Me neither. Believe me.
All right, I got a little question. I bought the DVD a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Called MOL.
Right.
What's that stand for, man?
Meaning of life.
Meaning of life?
Yes.
All right.
There you go. Did you enjoy the DVD, man?
Huh?
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's great. There's lots of chicks with their tops off.
Yeah, well, you know, it just seems to happen.
Well, it's part of one of the main meanings of life, I think we've all learned.
True.
Hey, Kyle?
Yeah.
Hey, good times there, buddy, right?
Good times, right.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Chris?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
Dude, you smoke a lot of weed?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
Alright. I've been smoking, like, weed every day for, like, the past 4 years.
That's a shocking revelation. Shocking.
A friend of mine, like, 6 months ago, found out from, like, someone, and he came up to me and said, you know, if you keep smoking weed like this, you're going to grow. I was like, what?
What?
Yeah, he told me that you'll grow tits if you keep smoking too much weed.
Yeah, right. And you'll lose your balls.
Yeah.
They'll shrink.
Chris, don't.
Oh, you guys are frightening
me. Size of marbles.
Chris, don't say the T word anymore, please, because for some reason it's on a list of things we can't say. I kid you not. Well, we're not just going to make, I'm just fabricating that.
Wow.
All right, Chris. You need to stop smoking the weed for the reason that I can tell you smoke a ton of weed just by three syllables coming from your mouth. You understand?
Yeah.
Forget about the man boobs. Just worry about your brain. And look, I'm not saying weed is evil. I'm saying at 16, if you're toking out every single day, it's going to affect you. And it's probably not in a positive way. All right there, young Chris?
Hi.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Nobody wants to talk about drugs this way, but I have the balls to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Smart people can do drugs. They're smart.
Oh.
They're smart. Now listen to me, goddammit. It drives me nuts with all this talk. There's a lot of stupid people out there. And stupid people can't do drugs because they're stupid already. And you go from stupid to unemployable. Like, here's how it is. If your guy's got 150 IQ and you just smoke a ton of weed, so you drop it down to 135, still smarter than everybody in the room, for the most part, unless you're at one of your Mensa meetings. But if you're a guy who's at 86 and you smoke weed all the time, now you drop down below the TARD cutoff line, which is, you know, like 75, and now you're unemployable. As it is, it'd be the best day of your life if you could get a gig like bagging groceries and getting to the union or something over at the Alpha Beta. But now you're smoking weed every day, or you're doing crank all the time, or you're doing whatever. Now you've dropped down below the TARD line, and you're screwed. If you're Timothy Leary and you got 175 IQ and you want to blow your brains up with acid over the course of 35 years, that's your business. Smart guys can smoke weed and still be smart. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I know bunches of them. Stupid guys smoke weed. They get so stupid they can't function, and they start calling everyone dude and bro and brada, and now they're unemployable.
And they get that delay. Why,
yes, they're delayed.
No,
they're too stupid. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. It's like saying, look, you have a capacity. Let's forget about brains. Let's just go to physiques. Somebody who has who doesn't have a fast metabolism, who's already a little bit on the heavy side, cannot just eat fast food and junk food and sit around and not exercise all day. They can't do it. Now, somebody who has a really fast metabolism, like Dr. Bruce over here, can do that kind of stuff and get away with it because whatever God dealt him, he is able to compensate for it.
But
you know what I'm saying?
I have a wonderful marijuana analogy to that. I can't do that because I may not look like I'm having health consequences, but I am. And my insides will get wrecked just as fast as the next guy. And pot is the same way. Somebody that's real smart that does smoke it, contrary to the Adam Carolla theory, will have significant consequences.
Right,
the addiction.
Brings,
you're not talking about addiction. How can you leave the addiction?
Let me say two things. A, how high is your cholesterol going to be if you have naturally low cholesterol?
But geez,
you
if
can't
I look
do
thin,
anything
thin,
to it.
Oh, please. You're wrong.
You can get addicted to anything that is pleasurable.
Oh, okay.
Anything.
Let me just bring
lifestyle, one up. Any chemical, any sensation.
But the argument, David agrees with me because he thinks I'm a genius who smokes weed. Of course he's a big fan of this theory.
No, but...
And he is.
What's been found in the last several years is that there are cannabinol receptors. Your body makes something like the thing that's in marijuana, the THC, the cannabinol. And it used to be said, well, marijuana is not like other drugs because it doesn't affect the same receptors, like the dopamine system and the pleasure theory with that, you know, when you take cocaine, you get increased dopamine. The marijuana has turned out to be the same as any other addictive drug in terms of the chemistry of addiction and the way it affects the brain. And that's a very significant finding.
Yes.
And it changes the way you look at marijuana, saying, well, it's an herb, it's not really a drug. It has the same...
I agree with you on the topic that you can become addicted to marijuana, and I agree with you on the part that it alters you in some degree, and it's not just some herb. On the other hand, if you're smart, if you're responsible, if you pay your bills, if you love your family, and you want to smoke your weed when you want to smoke your weed, that's your business. Is it a vice? Yeah. Is there So is it many other things, and we should just treat it like one of the many vices that aren't great for human beings.
People that, when they smoke it the first time, they go, wow, this is great. And I've heard Drew say this before, and it's absolutely true. They tend to be people that self-medicate. A lot of them are underlying bipolar disorder, anxiety, other mood disorders. And those are people that would benefit a great deal from stopping the marijuana and being on
pharmaceutical. There's no doubt. There's no doubt that a lot of people should not be smoking marijuana. Stupid people, bipolar people, people that may need have legitimate difficulties. Maybe there's respiration problems that they need to deal with. But that does not exclude the smart people who want to toke out responsibly
once in a while.
And well, whatever that amount is that doesn't let them destroy their life and where they decide to stop it.
Right. There are people that do great smoking a little pot every day, but they're self-medicating and they'd do better if they were not using the marijuana and were using a medication.
You know, I'm going to disagree with you on the following level. I think that just about, and I have no problem saying this, every single song that was written on this new record, the lyrics were inspired while I was in the shower, stoned out of my brain, just completely at peace and with clarity and with good composure and just depth of thought and just an opened perception. And, you know, marijuana or other agents have been used over the centuries to achieve a certain level of peace, to achieve a certain level of calm. American Indians have used it. Native tribes throughout the world have used it. It is a natural substance. And if you're going to go for something that's going to do damage to your body, my personal opinion is go with something that is a natural substance as opposed to something which is amplified that much more because it is man-made, because it is chemical in nature, and because it will do far worse damage to your system. Would you not agree with that?
Well, you agree with about a quarter of it, though, Bruce.
In your case, you're an example of what Adam's talking about. You're obviously very intelligent, artistically superior to the majority of listeners, I would say.
I would hope so. Yeah.
No.
Otherwise,
don't underestimate the people.
No, I know that's true. But it's interesting just to talk about
the
other.
Never been wrong.
You don't hear much about the fact that smoking marijuana cigarette, the carbon monoxide, the other poisons in it, probably the equivalent of 10 average filtered cigarettes in terms of the damage it does to the lungs. And the carbon monoxide in the smoke is very damaging to the arteries. And
I don't want to drive this in the ground.
Right.
Here's my final statement. If you're young and you're stupid, don't smoke weed.
Right.
It's not okay for everybody, just like there's many other parts of
guys,
society.
I think we'd agree. Yes. Under 16 years of age or under 18 maybe, there are more profound effects in the brain and in those individuals. Once you're an adult, then there's a little more leeway
I say your brain is a sidewalk. You must let it dry before you walk on it.
Right.
And at 14, 15, 16, still a little wet. You're going to step on it. You're going to leave a boot print in it that's going to be in there when you're 80.
Right.
So don't monkey with it at this point. And later on, if you want to experiment, that's your decision. Okay, Disturbed is here. At least David from Disturbed is. We're going to go blow some spleef, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. David is in here for tonight from Disturbed, and CD out on Tuesday. Also going over to the Olympic Auditorium to do a show and a video on Tuesday as well.
You know, I've got to say something about marijuana, because when Snoop was here and I didn't say anything, Drew's wife chewed me a new one. So,
Snoop.
I didn't say it because I think I was stoned. I mean, there was so much smoke in here I couldn't.
Oh,
that's my main mayonnaise.
That was the night he did that. Do you remember that?
Yes.
I'm surprised I remember anything. There's three of these guys smoking these giant fatties, and I was like,
yeah,
not able to think straight after about 10 minutes.
Right. But what was your point?
I just said I need to, you know,
marijuana's
aggressive
bad.
Defense because Susan after that show said
Drew's wife.
Drew were here.
Right. Okay. Holly?
Yeah?
You're 18? What's going on?
When I have sex, sometimes, not every time, but I gush. It's like, I don't know what it is. It's like a watery substance.
Mm-hmm. It's not urine, though.
I don't think so. I mean, I never tasted it or anything.
Yeah, but you could probably smell the urine, right?
Yeah, I don't smell anything.
All right.
So it's an orgasm.
It is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Even if it doesn't feel, like, great or anything.
Ooh.
Some women just, it's not necessarily up to the point of orgasm, if I'm correct, but some women just tend to more wet than others.
Yeah,
it just is natural.
She's talking, are you talking about really like propelled projectile stuff coming out of you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like I could be on top, you know, and it's just like a puddle, like. On my partner's stomach. It's like
not that
embarrassing
actual.
Almost.
No. It's not to be embarrassed.
Well, you can be a little embarrassed.
The guy should actually feel happy that you're getting that excited. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys like a physical manifestation of you being satisfied by them, and this is it.
Yeah. But
normally
guys,
we don't have anything to go off of.
Guys have had their girlfriends to the doctor to find out why they have all that liquid and do you have a glandular problem, and that's nonsense. So.
Okay.
Plus, all that extra lubrication makes for a much more pleasurable experience.
Now, David would save millions on the Astroglide each year.
So this is like a total normal thing?
Total.
Oh, yeah.
Total. Yeah, be proud of it.
It's no problem.
Adam.
Yes.
I love the man show.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Great.
All right. Well, you guys have a good night.
All right.
Bye.
You feel better about yourself.
A woman that loves the man show.
That's right. Like normal.
Oh, yeah.
A little pathology.
No, the ladies like the man
really?
Show. They just
You don't get complaints from?
No. You know why? Because once you establish yourself as something, then people leave you alone.
Hmm.
You know, we just do the man show now. See, you know what I mean? Howard Stern does the Howard Stern show. People don't bother him because he's Howard Stern. He's established himself as that. See, then they leave you alone. This is how life works. They almost expect it out of you, and they just leave you alone.
Complaint I've heard about the man show is parents can't watch it with their kids, you know? It's like...
Yeah, well, parents can't go to a porn movie with their kids either. I mean, look,
well,
all right.
They can, but
they
shouldn't.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, they shouldn't. It's a little racy, but that's all right. They can watch Crank Yankers. That's got puppets on it. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's a good show.
Humping each other.
For the kids.
Not my thing.
Kara?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I just had a question. I saw the cover of the new album in a sale paper, and I noticed that it had a lot of, like, pagan symbols, and I was just wondering what inspired the artwork.
Just one pagan symbol, actually.
It has the pinnacle and the horned moon.
No, it's not the horned moon, my dear. That's the moon of Islam, actually.
Mm.
I just couldn't incorporate another star into it that is a typical Islamic symbol. You have Islam, Judaism, Christianity / Catholicism, and paganism. All intertwined. Again, the idea is that it is a symbol of unified belief.
Okay.
Nice. They were going to work Santeria in there, but they couldn't clear the chicken. So they didn't hit every one of them. All right, hey, baby, we got to take a commercial break.
Okay, thanks.
But thanks for the intelligent question.
All right.
I rarely get those. All right.
Shocking.
Take a quick break. David is here from Disturbed, and we'll be right back to wrap up after this. Everybody, that is the show. I want to thank David for coming out here from Disturbed. Always a good guy and an interesting guest. And
my pleasure, brother.
Even with the massive intake of weed, still just lowered himself from genius or super genius to just sort of pedestrian genius, basic genius.
You sobered up during the show tonight.
Yeah, well, it's been a long day. But tomorrow, kids, back with a vengeance. I'll go get 8 hours of sleep. I'll flush some of these drugs from my system. And be back stronger than ever. All right, so Believe, name of the CD, coming out Tuesday. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Bruce. Say mahalo.
Where's Dr. True?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.